So but Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to begin. Just gonna
recording record in progress. This.
Okay. And I'm gonna share my screen so that we can jump right back into our series on Sicha Saran, Siyata Deshmaya. Okay, so we had begun, I think this was before the Chagim already, a long time ago, we began learning Sichas around Lamed Beis. And we had learned the first paragraph, and we learned a lengthy piece from Likutei Halachos that had spoken about the Nekuda of Maso Matan, and how much more we rely on Emuna than ordinarily a person thinks, even a non-believer, quote-unquote, who thinks that I don't need belief for anything, right? Everything that I know, Behechlet, Bevadaot. And we learned that so much of our information is reliant on the element of emuna, in terms of business, in terms of being able to trust other people with regard to markets and with regard to what's valuable in different places, merchandise and currencies and things like that. But just bechlal, like I was marich to talk about news, right? News, how important it is, the realization that so much of what we think we know and so much of what we are certain about is really still based on faith in the people that are delivering those messages. So there is an element of emuna that we rely on for our human functioning. And Rav Nosson spoke about how ultimately the ikr emuna, the ikr das, is founded on emuna. So over here, Rav Nachman continues with this piece. It's a lengthy piece, and this is still not the whole sicha, but we're going to learn first the next section, and then we're going to delve into some of the sources, really amazing, amazing, important sources that we're going to learn together with Siyata Deshmaya. So thank you for joining. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Kshadam holich b'tmimus." When a person walks in a way of tmimus, simplicity, wholesomeness, be'emuna levad, just with faith, belishim chakirus, and without any philosophical investigation, yachal lizkois, it's possible to merit sheyazer leHashem Yisbarach sheyavel b'chinas ratzon. It's very deep that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could help this person come to the level of a ratzon. One second. Of Ratzon, that Rabbi Nachman says that this level of Ratzon of desire is shulamala mi-chachma, is even greater, is even deeper, is even broader than chachma, than intellect in and of itself. So this means that through faith, a person can actually be zoche to a level beyond chachma, beyond that which he was able to grasp with his or her intellect. Ki be'emes, because the truth is that chachma de gedushi lamala mi-emuna. The truth is that the level of chachma is higher than emuna. Because what a person is able to grasp, Rabbi Nachman says in Taras Samach Beis and other places, that a person is charged with actually trying to understand as much as we can about Hasagas Elokos, and we're going to talk about that in the piece from Likutei Halachos that we'll learn. And so Chachma de Kedusha is lamala me'emuna, but avalaf al pikein anitzrichim ledli leilech v'chachmas v'chakiris. Now this is an important word, leilech. So of course a person's supposed to learn, and a person's supposed to understand to the extent that we possibly can. But leilech, the foundation, as helokim his halich noyach, the walking, the inyan of halicha, that needs to be with emuna. The foundation of our whole Yiddishkeit is on emuna. We have to use our mind and our seichel to understand what we could understand. But lebli leilech, like Rabbi Nachman said to all of his chassidim, he said, I want very much that you should walk with the Torahs. Should be leilech ma Torahs, to pick lessons and learn them for weeks at a time, months at a time, delve into them, rip them apart, put them back together, put yourself back together. That's the inyan of leilech. Lebli leilech b'chachmas b'chakiris, rak b'emuna levad, ki emuna hu davar chazak ma'oid. Emuna is very, very strong. Va'azai, and then kishaholech b'emuna levad, when a person walks with faith alone, b'li chakiris v'chachmas, without any philosophical speculation or investigation or intellectualization, as I zoiche lavoi, again, he repeats, that a person can be zoiche to come to the level of b'chinas ratzon, a level of desire, of yearning. We're going to explain this, or Nassim is going to explain this, Bezer Hashem, in a minute, shu lamala afilu michach, when you can get to such a lofty place of yearning, of desire that transcends intellect, ha'ainu, sheyizke sheyilei ratzon muflag chazak ma'oid, a love yizbarach. That a person can merit to an incredibly powerful measure of yearning and of longing and of desire. As we'll see from the next piece in Chaim Aran, that a person doesn't even know what to do with himself. Because of this terrible thirst and this incredibly all-encompassing yearning for the master of the world. And I'll have nothing more to do than just to scream out, to yell out. And the v'chule is going to lead us into the piece from Chaim Ran, which will complete this sentence. What be Yitzhak? What will he scream out? But this is the level that emunah alone, that a Yiddishkeit that's founded on simplicity, on tamimus upshitas. In as much as we're supposed to go ahead and understand and try to understand whatever we can understand, but when we're leilech be'emunah, and that ultimately at the end of the day we come home to our faith, we come home to anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, we come home to the whole history of the Jewish nation, to all the diaries of babas and zedas that davened for us, that cried at the Shabbos neiros for you and me. When we come home to that, and that's the leilech, that's what we're going with, we can reach a level of unbelievable thirsting for the master of the world. Just al pi pshat, and we're going to get into what the sod of this very deep, but al pi pshat, one of the reasons that emuna leads to ratzon is that a person who is founded, let's say, who's leilech with chachmas and with chakiris, there's not much to yearn for. It means to say that my whole Yiddishkeit is founded on what I can learn in a book, what I can understand with my mind, and so there's no element of yearning. It's just a matter of, you know, devoting enough time to sort of going ahead and reading as much as I can about God, right? About this philosophical concept of a God and what I can learn about him and what he is and what he isn't and so on and so forth. But there's no level of emotional import, emotional yearning. We spoke about this in the context of Sicha Hey, of the fifth Sicha, where we spoke about the level of distinction between the God of the philosophers, Kviyachal, and the God of Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. And the way that we set up this distinction, even between the Hasidic masters or the Bali Sod, and those who took more of an intellectualized, philosophy approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the element of an emotional, intimate relationship that we can build with a God who's impacted by us, who we believe needs us, kviyachol, who we believe is himself in a process, kviyachol, of self-discovery through us, who is allowing his story to be told and played out in human action, as opposed to just this concept of a God that's very dry, that's very mechanical, that we need to rely on, that has no stake in human behavior. And so, therefore, the relationship to this thing called God is going to be extremely different with regard to how we view him. And so the level of faith that we're speaking about here engenders ratzon. It engenders a desire to know more and more and to learn more and to experience more and to feel more and to become more connected with, utilizing the tools that our generations of our grandparents and great-grandparents gifted us with. As opposed to a person who's leilech bechachma, who just sort of engages in Yiddishkeit in a relationship with God that's founded specifically on intellect, that's founded on sophisticated ideas, there's no element of yearning there, right? Because it's just like, it's science. It's like a textbook. Okay, so you'll read the next chapter, you know a little bit more. But there's no yearning. There's no deep desire there. There's no intimacy. There's no shir hashirim. There's no romance. There's no passion. Because it's an intellectual endeavor. So that's just, I think I'll peep shot. We're going to learn the depth of what this is in the next couple of minutes, Be'ezer Hashem. But let's first finish this section of Sicha Saran, and then we'll get into the notes. So he says, but each and every one of us, we have a whole great deal of things in our hearts, but one of those elements in our hearts, especially today, is a chakran. And we have a little chakran inside. We have a little philosopher inside of our hearts. Do I know about davar? And this chakran, this philosopher that we have, this mini inner philosopher, is oftentimes the disguise of the Baal Davar of the Yitzhar, Shu Machnes Chakiris Beleva Adam. And he causes us to become too sophisticated for our own good, and to start to question things, and to doubt things, and to wonder about things in a debilitating way that allows us, or that prevents us from engaging in life with certainty, because we're not sure about anything anymore. Much like the Chacham, the sophisticate in Rabbi Nachman's story of the Chacham and the Tam, who doesn't believe that there's a king that wants to call him and invite him to the palace. And he's a fool because there is a king, and the king is inviting him to come to meet with the king. And because he's such a philosopher, he starts to convince all the people that come to tell him that the king wants him, that there's no king and that he doesn't exist. So very nice. So what do you have at the end of the day with all your philosophizing? So you're a big chacham, but you lose out on everything that you could have gained if you would have gone with tmimas and pshitas and open-heartedness and simplicity and childlike nature of being open and innocent and trusting. So we have this little chakran, and the Yitzhahara brings chakiris, and it's our job to subjugate him. Ulagarshai, Lagarish Malibai, and to drive it from our hearts, Kalachakiris, Ulachazigas Atzme Be'emuna, Kiniskala El, and to really strengthen ourselves and fortify ourselves with the Emuna that we have, again, Anachnu Ma'aminim, B'nei Ma'aminim. Now it has to be B'nei Ma'aminim. It's the Emuna that we received from the Dairus, from the generations before us, but it's also Ma'aminim, B'nei Ma'aminim. We also have to learn how to build our own faith. Not in a sophisticated, intellectualized way, but through Torah study on the level that will introduce a person to God on such a deep, deep level of awareness to say that it's impossible, efshar, that this thing was created by a human mind. To encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to believe in Him so much, but to recognize Him, to perceive Him, to come to know Him in such a way. And so our emunah is also supposed to be built on yisodot, on foundations, but not in a way of philosophy. In a way that has emuna as its basis that then allows me to say, hey, let me look closer at this pasuk because I believe that there's something here. I believe that there's meaning in Rosh HaTevis and Sof HaTevis, right? The whole meaning of Kabbalah is founded on the premise of emuna. The Zohar Kaddish himself, the Zohar Kaddish calls Torah Raza de Emuna because it takes faith to learn. It takes faith to believe that there's depth in psukim. And that there's diktuk in psukim, and then an extra hey, and an extra vav, right? And different words, they mean something. That takes faith. So it begins with emunah. And then we're able to fortify our inyan of ma'aminim, and then we can tap into the b'nei ma'aminim generations past. It's the same thing, elokeinu v'elokei aveinu. We've got to make it our own, right? And through making it our own in the way that our parents and our grandparents made it their own, then we connect with them. And then we continue the chain. And then we're able to give it on to the next generation, Be'ezer Hashem. So this is the task, to drive it from our hearts. Rabbi Nachman says, and this is so true, it's pashut. There are sins, there are aveiras, there are transgressions, there are ways of behaving that make it more possible for a little bit of kfiris to come into our hearts. And it makes us megushim, and it makes us more physically oriented, and it shuts out our ability to tap into spirituality, both within ourselves and within the world. And it starts to make us think in such a way that there's nothing other than my own physical drives and my own physical taivas, and that there's nothing really worth spending time on otherwise. And it convinces us that this world is worth it in and of itself. And so these averis machnisim kfiris ba'adam. Rabbi Nachman lists another reason why a person would have inordinate extra challenges in the level in the area of emunah is because a person wasn't born in kedusha karaoi properly, and it's not his fault, but it's just the metzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans for each and every person what their challenges are. And of course, it doesn't mean that he's, you know, that such a person is locked in for the rest of his life. But if a person didn't merit to be born from a union of tzaddikim, or those that were God-conscious, or whatever the situation is, that itself can have a certain impact on the levushim of the nefesh, or the garments of the soul, through which the person processes the world, like the Baal Tani says in the second parak. The yesh, shayisifu al zemasim haraim, sha'asa ba'atzmam. And then there are those that added on to that, right, with their own sins and their own actions. Because that's really what happens. And the more a person becomes physically oriented, the less likely it is for him to be able really to open up to the spiritual. So what should we do? What do we need? And we're going to learn the most beautiful Torah about this. Be'ezer Hashem, mamash, a beautiful Torah if we have time. If not, we'll continue next week. But for this we need busha. The tikkun, the rectification, for this kind of this becoming insensitive, this numbness towards spirituality, the way to fix that is busha. Is a deep spiritual shame. Not a debilitating negative shame, but a busha that comes from an awareness. Mamash, like a little flame is nullified before the sun, right? A little candle, shraga b'tiara mayahani. When a person becomes aware again of the God that he's living and ignoring throughout his life, Busha v'leiv nishbar, a broken heart. Because a person who has such thoughts and a person who is oriented in such a way of thinking, this should bring us a deep sense of shame that comes from an awareness Because it must mean that there's something so physical about me that my Jewish soul doesn't emerge strongly enough for me to simply believe. And I have to challenge everything. And I have to doubt everything. Or that I even did actions that brought upon me this kind of behavior. That he should think thoughts that run contrary to our holy faith. That God's presence fills the whole world. Because everything is filled with his glory. And sitting in the presence of God that fills every particle of physicality, that's clearly, openly revealed to a person who has the right eyes to see the world, and he's sitting instead and doubting. What is he doubting exactly? Where did he come from? Where does his ability to doubt come from? Where does his eyes, his ears, his mouth, his ability to feel things, the world around him, children, parents, generations, science, all the rules of nature, where does that come from, Michlal? And he sits there doubting that there was a creator, a designer. So a person who thinks about this, you come to busha. And this itself is a rectification of the lack of emuna. When a person starts to really contemplate and to really think, like, what is this? What am I doing, Bichlal? What do I know? What am I trying to challenge? Based on what knowledge? That he has a couple of thoughts that are driving him away from the Elohim Chaim, from the living God, Asher Hu Chai Chaim, who is the life force of all life forces, Baruch Vi Yisal Hashemoy. Vein Sarach Levar Goyel Abusha. Rav Nachman says, hey, it's not even worth it for us to go further into explaining the busha that a person should feel in such a matziv, that a puny little tiny spark of nothingness, of afar, may afar bov, ala afar tashav, like we learned in last week's parsha, is challenging the creator of all. It's unfathomable. It's unbelievable. Sharoi Shiilai, Kishaboyam ala machshavas keiluchas v'shalom. Vayide busha v'leiv nishbar, and through this sense of humility, and through this sense of brokenheartedness, through this sense of submission, al yideze megorosha meshaber chakiris v'machshavas, this itself could undo those thoughts that a person was having. Now, it's a little bit of a conundrum, you understand. It's a little bit of a vicious cycle, right? You don't know where it starts, because again, the only reason that you're having these thoughts is because you don't believe in God. So how exactly are you supposed to step from there into saying, hey, I really should be so embarrassed and so ashamed that I'm having thoughts in the presence of God? I mean, again, the thoughts themselves are denying the presence of God. How are you supposed to take that step? And I think over here, we're going to learn this in the piece from Likutei Moran, Be'ezer Hashem, but the ikar is the lev nishbar. It first starts with a broken heart. And a broken heart has nothing to do with religion. A broken heart has nothing to do with faith in God. A broken heart, especially in today's generation, after what we've been through, after what we've gone through just over the past 2 years, come out of corona and a world turned upside down on every level, societal, political, everything that we thought was so certain. Who among us is not broken a little bit? In a sense to say, you know, maybe I don't understand everything. Maybe I can't plan and micromanage every detail of my life. Forget about religion. Just, it's a personality type. To be a person who's a lev nishbar. To be a person who walks with a little bit of humility to be aware that there are things that are beyond me. And when a person can adapt, and can adopt, rather, this mode of being, of lev nishbar, that's a very, very good Pesach into the busha that we're trying to get to. Because then once a person accustoms himself to existing in such a frame of mind to say, like, what do I really know? Then a little bit, our hearts become a little bit more sensitive to be able to pick up on Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoidei. And then we start to think, like, wow, I doubted. My puny mind that's under time and space, that's distant from any element of a loftier perspective, I doubted, I had a doubt. And then a person feels a little bit of busha. And that busha brings into focus the godly presence that the person had doubted first. Okay, so the first step is shivran lev. The first step is this kind of submission. And then this brings us to busha. So the Rabbi Nachman says in Chaim Aran, Pam achas amar Rabbeinu zechana levracha b'zeh losh, and I'll spare you my butchering of the Yiddish, so we'll skip to the parentheses. Maybe Shimon could help us out, but the parentheses says, al yedei emuna, Efsher Shiagia Lakazuratsan, like we had learned in the first sentence, through Emuna a person can get to such a level of yearning, such a level of desire, Shalayedu Ma Roitsin, that a person just doesn't know what he wants anymore, but a person doesn't even know what it is that he's yearning after. Just he's yearning, it's all encompassing. There's no seichel at all. It's just this feeling of being consumed with a thirst, with a yearning, with a desire. Sheitzaku, and the person will scream. And over here we have the continuation of what Rabbi Nassin brought in Sichas Ran and said, V'yitzak v'chule. Well, what's v'chule? And here's the continuation. Gevald. The person will yell out, Ksharoisi, bind me. Ani nikre l'chatichas. I feel like I'm being torn into pieces. Ani reitz l'ikalabacha. I want to become consumed within you, Rabbani Shalom. This is the cry of a Yid who goes with emunah, who's simple. And who allows the emunah, like we'll learn from Reb Nassin now very deeply, who allows the emunah to carry him into a level of ratzon, of ishtokikos. To say that, Ribbono shel Olam, you're not an intellectual God. You're a living, vibrant, emotional, conscious presence in every particle of physicality. You created us. You created me, b'shvili nevra olam. You created us. Am zu yitzarta li. I created this nation for me, tihilasi yisaperu, to sing my praises. And to yearn for me. Ani la doidi v'doidi li. Doidi alive alai chukasai. That this whole thing of being a Yid, and the whole thing of emunah, in the kind of way that we're talking about emunah, not an intellectual thing, but an experiential emunah, that brings us to a tremendous ratzon, tremendous passion, to a tremendous desire, to a tremendous ava toward the being that projected us in his ava, olam chesed yibana. Says Reb Nassin in Likutei Halachos, and over here he brings us into very, 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 very deep Havana. It's going to probably take us till the end of the shir, even just to do this piece, and we'll get to the Likutei Moran probably next week, likely, because it's such a deep piece, and it requires a lot of akdamas. But let's try to do it simply. Siyata d'shmaya, but Reb Nassin does bring us into the Kabbalistic understanding of why faith would carry a person into the level of desire, to the level of ratzon. What's the correlation between those two things? Says the Heiliger Reb Nassin Schus, you're going to lay in the Kudei Halachos Rosh Chodesh Vav Oisius Beis to Gimel. And he says, Kibbe Emes Haide Amunu B'Shleimus. Through complete faith, Yechodim La'alis L'mala L'mala Me'a Seichel. A person can get to a level that's way beyond Seichel. That's way beyond intellect. Kamuva Bahar B'Mekames B'Divrei Adenei Nemrei Nerabin Ezechon Adavracha Rabbi Nachmin Kan Nidfes Mizeh Eitzel HaSeifis Yipro Emaisius. And it's written also, which is Sichas Ran. If you remember, we started the very, very beginning of this series, that Sichas Ran was originally printed in the back of Sipur Emaisius. Okay, so this is a reference to that. Sichas Ran, our piece, Shal Yidei Emuna, Zoichin, La'alos, L'mala Mehaseichel. Through Emuna, a person can become lifted beyond the Seichel to a level of Ratzon. Ulevar Adavar Ksash, just to understand this, because very, very deep. Ki Yadua, it's known, Sheish Eser Sfiris. It's known that there are 10 spheros, there are 10 tools through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates his unity, 10 traits, all of which are included as one in God's indivisible unity, that he reveals to creation, to limited human minds, through these 10 different facets of this one unified diamond called Ein Sof, called the Master of the World. Eser spheros, 10 midas, 10 creative steps in the creative process that resulted in the creation of our world and in all the worlds above. Shemasara tikunim, they're called 10 rectifications, Shehem, mikeser ad malchus. The first of which is called keser. Many of us are familiar with these terms, but just to review, the first is called keser, which is called crown, and the final level is called malchus, is called kingship. Very basically, the reason why the top level is called crown is because in any creative process, the first step is to desire to create. It's the first thing that comes before anything else. Before you thought about what to create, how to create it, when about getting the materials together, building it, and so on and so forth until it's built, the first thing is, I want a table, right? I desire a table. Then you can start to think, okay, how am I going to build it? How am I going to get money to pay for the materials to build it, and so on and so forth. The first thing is ratzon. What's a crown? A crown sits above the head. Now the head is intellect. The head is already thinking, okay, once I know what I want, now I'm going to go ahead and think about how to do that and how to bring that mikoach al hapoal, how to bring that from potential to actuality. But beyond the mind is the level of ratzon, is the level of desire. That's above the mind, beyond. The final step is the actualization of that desire. Right, just like in the beginning of a desire to build a table, so to speak, the first thing would be the ratzon, which is the inyan of keser, will. And the final stage is the created table. And so Malchus is only the externalization, or Malchus is the actualization of what first existed in Keser, in this just vision of a desire of what God wanted before creating the world, and then Malchus is the created world as we know it. The Keser ad Malchus. And Malchus, this final trait, is the aspect of Amunah, is the aspect of faith. Malchus, which is related to Davar HaMelech, which is related to Tefillah, which is related to the physical world without which that spiritual light that's shining into it, the physical world, would be mamash like a goof without a neshama, wouldn't exist. And so the whole element of the physical world is only this awareness of a lack, this awareness of essentially not having, this awareness that without a higher level, without the creative process that resulted in the physical world, there would be no physical world, which is likened to the moon. Without the sun, it would never be illuminated. It exists, but without any illumination, because all of its illumination comes from the sun. And so the whole Inyan of Malchus is the concept of Emunah, the concept of faith. Because it's in Malchus, it's in the physical world, that a Jew is able to look up and say, Gevalt, I have nothing. I have nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like Malchus, which is the final vessel, has nothing other than what all the creative steps above it are implanting within it. It has nothing. It's a goof without a neshama. It's the moon without the sun. And so Malchus is connected to faith. That's the faith-oriented trait, when a person recognizes that this world was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, created by a creator, through a process of creation of lights and vessels and different elements that came into this world. And a person is then able to go with Emunah to say, Gevalt, the physical world needs so much. We're davening now, we're maskir, Kiburis Geshamim, right? Masha Baruch Amar Degeshem. We're aware that without rain, which comes from a loftier place that we don't do. We can do plowing, we can do planting, we can do reaping, but the rain we don't do. There's a level that comes from above. That comes from above. Geshem is called rain, but Gashmius is all of physicality that's associated with rain. And it's the same thing. All of our parnaso, all of our shefa, all of our life force, all of our breath, all of our sight, everything that makes us we, that gives us the ability to manifest our potential in the world, is gifted to us from above. And that's the Indian of Malchus, which is Emunah. Says Rabbi Nachman speaks about this in the Kutimran. Shehi Hashar LaHashem. This is the first gate, because if we're trying to climb up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to also climb back up this ladder of the spheres. We have to climb up the ladders of the creative process until you get to the being that desired and created. And so where do you start? Well, you got to start at the bottom, because we're trying to climb this ladder all the way up to Keser, all the way up to Ratzon. So how do you begin? You got to begin with Malchus. What's Malchus? Faith. Faith. That means to say that any madrega of Kedusha that a person will ever attain on any level, Limanat Torah, whatever is up there, Midos, Shemira Seinah, whatever it is, it starts with Emunah. Without Emunah, Klum Yeh, nothing. Nothing. Malchus is associated with the concept of Zos. Like we learned in last week's parasha, when's the first time that we see the word Zos, about Chava? Malchus is the feminine aspect, in the sense that it is only able to produce what the masculine element is contributing, right? Just like in a marital relationship, in terms of reproducing, in terms of being able to bring children to the world, the element of the Nekeva is the recipient. Much like the moon is the recipient of the light of the sun, and then is able to give back something more perfect, right? And that's the whole Inyan of Malchus. But Malchus is connected to the concept of Nekeva, to the concept of Mekabel, Almanas, Lashbia. That's the Inyan of Malchus. So Chava, who's the first female, is not just a person Chava. No, but Chava represents the whole female spectrum, the whole concept of a Nekeva. And about her, the Pasuk says, Zois, kimi ish lukacha Zois, because she was taken from man, which is a very deep concept. Either we'll learn it today or next week, in the second piece that I wanted to learn with you. Zois is said about Chava. And what's Aaron HaKohen told? How can he come into the Beis HaMikdash? How can he come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's the entrance way so that Aaron can go ahead and serve God on the deepest level? Ki bezois yavoi Aaron el HaKodesh. Ki bezois yavoi Aaron. Only with Zois, only with the Midah of Malchus. That's the opening, that's the gateway to being able to access higher levels. It's got to start with Malchus, which is faith, which is tefillah, which is faith, which is humility, anivus. tefila la'ani kiyatav, like an ani, like a pauper who has nothing of his own, which is malchus oriented, the level of the physical world that relies on the spiritual elements above to fill it with vitality and life. Ki bezois yavai aron al hakodesh, got to start with the midah malchus. You can't go any other way. That's the first step. That's the first gateway in. She ashar la Hashem. She efshar li hiskari la Hashem hisbarav lelushum kedusha va'avoda ki ma'yedei emuna. It is impossible to access any level of holiness, any level of hasaga or avoda, without emuna. That's the basic. The ikra emuna hu b'masha ina seichel mevin. Says Reb Nassim, what's the primary element of faith? What does it mean to believe in something? What does it mean to trust in something, to have faith in something? Is specifically with regard to that which transcends the mind, which the mind is not able to grasp. Ki masha seichel mevin inza emuna. What the mind understands, that's not called faith anymore. Because it understands it, it grasps it. But it's in those things, and it's in those challenges, and it's in those experiences that we go through things that we cannot grasp, that we cannot understand. That's the emuna. That's emuna. When it's something that you tried grasping, and it's just something that's essentially beyond you and beyond me, then we have an isayon of emuna. That's called emuna. And when a person has the incredible merit to encourage this faith that's unshakable, that's unbreakable, that this is all we have to hold on to, and this is our legacy, and this is the Jewish enterprise from the beginning of time until the very end of time, we're on the threshold of the end of it, of the end of the story. It's you and me that are going to bring it to the end. And when we believe that we have a Torah, we believe that we have mitzvahs, and we have this Jewish pride that's not just a Jewish pride on the state of Israel, mamash, a Jewish pride on the deepest level of Kedushas Yisrael, of who we are and what our mission is and what we're tasked with doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atem Eidai Na'um Hashem. Atem Eidai, to be God's witnesses, to testify that there's a God in the world, to the nations of the world, to be able to shine that light, Orla Goyim, to the entirety of the world. So when a person goes ahead and strengthens this faith, levatel sichle amagusham, and to nullify, like we learned, to nullify with shivron lev, with busha, this sichle amagusham, our own physical minds, and to trust our grandparents, for Rabbi Seinu HaKadoshim, and our exalted holy sages. Good. You'll start with faith, and guess what? You'll get to a level where you are able to understand it in your mind. You first start with faith. The pasuk says, "Tamu, taste it first." Uru ki toiv Hashem, and then you'll see. Ri'iyah is always associated with chachma. Ezu chacham haroya es hanoyla. Vatibukachna einei shneim. Rashi says, "Al shem hachacha nemar." What does it mean that their eyes opened up? They saw that they weren't wearing clothing because they had eaten from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Seeing is associated with chachma. So tamu, taste it first, which is just the level of emuna, just the level of yearning, just the level of experiential, just going with it and saying, this is all I have, this is all I know, between me subibshitas, ure'u ki toiv Hashem. And then you'll be able to see it with your own eyes, with the eyes of your mind, of your intellect, to be able to grasp it as well. Mevin, what he couldn't understand before, what he needed to say, I'm out, like it's just, I can't grasp this, and just to go with faith. Now, he'll be zochet to understand it in his seichel rak. But it's a never-ending cycle because God is infinite. And so they're going to be loftier things. They're going to be higher elements of things that a person can't grasp in Torah learning. When a person understands, okay, one level, and then you dig deeper and you say, whoa, this, I already don't understand what he's saying. I thought I understood the sugya, and over here he brings in a whole other thing from another sugya, and I have to learn that first. And I don't know what he wants with it. What does Tosfos want? And so on and so forth. They go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and it never ends. It never ends. So you have to again strengthen that emunah. This makes sense. Doesn't make sense to me right now. It's beyond me. But this makes sense. This faith. This makes sense. And I'm going to continue to push at it. And I'm continuing to stay here and not to walk away and not to throw up my hands in despair and say, there's no explanation for this. And then a person will be zechut to understand this as well. And again, the cycle goes and goes and goes, from level to level. In many places, Rabbi Nachman describes this. Listen to this. This is so incredibly deep and foundational and important. Rabbi Nachman says, it was also Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, because Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nachman were also this paradigm of the moon and the sun, that Rabbi Nachman was zochet to have more than all the other chassidim from Rabbi Nachman because he made himself klum, the Indian of Shivron Lev, the Indian of the Levana. Without Rabbi Nachman, he had nothing. And he had plenty. He was a goyin olam before he came to Rabbi Nachman. But he cleaned out his mind mamish, and he went with faith in this tzaddik. And we're zochet to reap the seeds that Rabbi Nachman planted with his humility. Without Rabbi Nachman, we'd have nothing. We'd have nothing. So Rabbi Nachman says here an amazing thing. Rabbi Nachman over here says, Ki ish b'chinas emunah b'chol darga v'darga. Every spiritual level has the element of faith. In every world, every segment of creation as it unfolds also has 10 spheros, and therefore also has the level of Malchus, which is Emunah. So there are four spiritual worlds, which are Atzilus, Berea, Yitzira, Asiya, and each of these contain 10 spheros, because it's like a carbon copy, you know, they still have them, I don't know if they still have them, but you used to write on the first page, and then you open it up, and it goes through to all the papers, right? Mamash, that's what Atzilus is. Atzilus is the first page, and then it leaves a Rishima in the next page, and you open it up the next page. So the 10 spheres of Atzilus show up again and again and again and again as the levels get deeper and deeper and further into Gashmias and further more removed from Elokus. But Akopanim, there are these 10 Madrigos on every single level. Deeper than that, each sphere itself contains 10, and each of those spheres contain 10, and it's infinite, right? This is the irreducible blueprint of creation, the 10 spheres. But what we find is that there's a level, therefore, of Malchus in every stage. And there's also a level of Emunah in every stage, because Malchus and Emunah are one and the same. The Emunah b'chinas Malchus, so b'chinas mida achrona shiyirishoinam lamata lamala ba'oysa ulama darga. So he says the most incredible thing is that Malchus, like we had learned, is the final level of this 10-step process. Malchus, like we learned, is the actualization of what existed in Keser. Keser was the Ratzon, God's desire to create Kiviyachol, and Malchus is the created world, is the actualization of that desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had primordially, originally, before anything else. But listen to this, Chevra. Now that we're saying that every world, that every phase contains this miniature creative process from Keser till Malchus, so that means to say an incredible, amazing thing. This means to say that Emunah b'chinas Malchus b'chinas Mida Achroina shi'arishoinam lamata lamala ba'oisa oylam adarga. Every world, the bottom of that world, so to speak, the ability to go in b'zois yavei aron al hakodesh, going to be the Malchus of that level. Aval achar kach, when a person utilizes faith, which is the first level and is the shower, is the opening to be able to get into the higher madrigas, you go with faith and then said Rav Nachman, you're then able to understand it with your mind. So let's say in the world of Asiya, kiviyachol, in the world of Asiya lemashal, we begin with Malchus. Malchus is Emunah. That's what we start with. And then Tamu, through our Emunah, we're able to Uru'u, we're able to get to the level of understanding, and so we get to the moichin of Asiya, we get into the levels of Chachma, Bina, Das, those higher levels of that world, because my mind now grasped what I originally had to believe in. Shezel b'chinas klal shara spheres al yonis ad keser, the higher levels of the spheres that I can then access through my faith. Acher kach tzarech lachzor le'emunah. But what happens then? Once I get to the top, so to speak, once I get to the top of the Olam Asiya, because I utilized Malchus to get in through the bottom, and then I was able to access all the loftier levels, Yisod is the Indian of Shemir Sabris, and then Tiferes is Liman HaTorah, and Chesed and Kvura, the Midas, and so on and so forth, and you get up and up and up. Well, what happens next? Because you gotta then traverse to the next world, but guess what? The next world also has a Malchus. And so you gotta go back to faith. Gotta go back to faith. But it's the faith of the higher world. That faith will then bring you up to a greater level of intellectual understanding. But guess what? You got to cross that border also, out of that world and into the next stage. And it's got to, again, start with Emunah. So this is what Rabbi Nachman is telling us, that there's always going to be greater and deeper hasagas and avanas and experiences to say, okay, I thought that my Emunah was strong, but this is something else. This is something else. Why? because it means that you're in the next world. It means that you crossed over through the first phase, and now you're on level one of phase two. Level one of phase two. This is very similar to those who have the Sefer, the story of our lives. This is very, very similar to the concept of the deserts, fields, and forests that we speak about in the book, about how the viceroy needs to constantly travel from desert to field to forest, then back into the desert, field and forest, desert, field and forest. It's the same thing again and again, because he's going from level to level to level to level, higher and higher, and each level begins with a malchus. Each level begins with bezois yavei aron al hakodesh. Each level needs to begin and start with the level of bittul, with the level of busha, with the level of shivron lev, with the level of anivas, of humility, of emuna, of tefillah, of David HaMelech, the ani tefillah, tefillah la'ani kiyatev, of poverty, of intellectual poverty. The emuna b'chinas malchus b'chinas mida achrona shi rishonim l'mata l'mala b'oisa l'madarga. Aval achar kach, like we learned, when you then access the thought and the understanding of that world, gotta go back to emuna, which is the bottom level of the next phase. Which, although it's the lowest level of the next phase up, it's still higher than anything that existed in the first phase. Still higher than that. So listen to what Rabbi Nosson says. Ki malchus di Yetzira, the malchus of the world of Yetzira, which is the second world from the bottom. The first one is Asiya, which is our physical world. And then there's Yetzira, that's the next one. So the malchus of Yetzira, the lower level, or the lowest level of Yetzira, of that world, is Gavaya Yoiser Mikeser Dasiya, is higher, far higher than the Keser, which is the loftiest level of Asiya, of the lower realm. Ki Ibchinas Atik Asiya Ki Yedua B'Ksavim, because it's understood and it's known, and this is the deepest part, it's understood and known that the Keser of one world, of a lower world, is itself the Malchus of the higher world. Now all the worlds are linked through the Keser and Malchus. The Malchus of one world binds itself to the Keser of the next world, because again, these two things are really one. Malchus only is the actualization of Keser. And so Keser and Malchus are really one. The two sides of the same coin. It's the desire and the actualization. And so the actualization of a higher level becomes the desire of the next level. And so on and so forth as you go down and down. This is the concept of Yitnu Lecha Keser Melucha. We're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keser Melucha. There's a Keser Malchus. Keser and Malchus are inextricably bound one with the other, from world to world, from level to level. V'al Kain, therefore, he says, Yesh Madrigus Rabbis Be'emuna. So therefore, we understand that there are so many levels in faith. Ki Kol Masha Mischazig Yoyser Be'emuna, the more one holds on strong to faith. Ha'yidei Zezoich Elahasig HaSeichu Shavoyset Darga. Him Zoich Elamah B'ni Soyun. Kama Yomim V'itim Karoy Lo'iluf Yimaisav. If a person will withhold in all the challenges and hold on to faith, then he'll come to understand it. And then he'll rise up to a level that takes into the next world, that takes into a faith that's even beyond Keser, a faith which is the next world, that's one and synonymous with the Keser of his current world. And Keser is connected to Ratzon, like we said. It doesn't come easy, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of bittul, and it takes a lot of humility, and it takes a lot of humbleness and openness, especially if one's actions aren't aligned with all of his speech. Says Rav Nosson, this is the pneumious understanding of what Rabbi Nachman meant when he said that when a person walks with faith, he can get to a level of ratzon, which is even higher than seichel. Says Rav Nosson, this is why. Because when you begin with malchus, when you begin with bezois yavei aron al hakodesh, when you begin with the inyan of faith and humility of the lower level, that brings you up into the higher madrigas of havana, which then bring you to the malchus of the next level, which is synonymous with the keser of the lower level. Keser is ratzon. Says Rabbi Nachman, emuna brings a person to ratzon, brings a person to desire and yearning. This is the pnimis, this is the Kabbalistic understanding of why that is so. Because Malchus and Kesar are inextricably bound one with the other, and this is how we go from world to world, from level to level, from phase to phase, from challenge to challenge, from victory to victory. So here he says, Shu b'chinas atik, that's the level that's called atik yoimin, a very lofty level, b'chinas shorish ha-keser, the loftiest part of keser ratzon of a lower world, shenimshach me'b'chinas malchus emunah, shebo'olam ha-gvoye yoiser, which is drawing on the lowest level of the next world up, which is faith, which is faith, which is weiter faith, a further challenge of faith. V'achar kach, shezoich ha-idi emunah ha-gvoye yoiser, la'asi gam ha-seicho shebo'olam ha-gvoye Yoiser. And then when a person goes ahead and manifests and accesses the element of the faith of the next world, guess what? The same thing happens. Boom. He's cast up to the level of Seichel and then beyond that to the Keser of that world and then beyond that into the Malchus of the next world up. And it goes on and on and on ad infinitum. And this is the challenges that we go through. That the Rambam writes that it's a very wonderful thing that the world does not simply become light like that. The sun rises, what's called the Chazal, kim'a, slowly and slowly but surely. Says the Rambam, do you know why that happens? Why is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just have day and night, boom, black and white? Okay, we understand the world is round and we understand the science of it. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu could have done that, a light switch on and off. And he explains that the reason that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in such a way is because light could be mazik le'enayim. Is that if things happen too quickly, and if the light just suddenly turns on, it could be blinding. And that could have a negative adverse effect on one's eyesight. Says the Heilige Rambam, in the depth of what he's saying, in the omic of what he's saying, is that our lives exist within an ever-rising sun. That first a person starts as a child of parents. And a person gets a little bit older, moves away from the parents a little bit into social circles with the friends in school. And then ultimately a person gets married and then kids come along and a person goes through that entire trajectory of growth, Be'ezer Hashem, and I bless it upon all of us. A person flourishes and goes through phase by phase by phase, and slowly but surely the sun of his life is rising, but slowly but surely, very slowly but surely. A person moves from level to level, from stage to stage, from phase to phase. And the reason is because if it would happen at once, that one morning you'd wake up with a fully grown family and children and grandchildren, it would be mazik le'enayim. We wouldn't be able to perceive the presence of God. It would be mazik to our spiritual le'enayim, to this consciousness that we were able to realize, wow, Hashem was with me from the beginning and ashkach of the process, how things unfold in the most miraculous, wondrous way, how things work out and how things happen and how things develop. And we're able to watch this little seed flourish and grow slowly but surely, reach up toward the sky and branch out. And it happens slowly. So this is a process that unfolds throughout our lives, and we're always challenged in emunah. And first the challenges are small, then the challenges get bigger as life goes on and gets more complex. And our relationships become more complex with other people, and things branch out a little bit, and a person needs a little bit more faith, a little bit more faith. And each time that we go through this, we're going from level to level, from level to level. And a person who's holding on to this has an incredible ratzon, the kedusha, desire to become, like we learned from Rabbi Nachman, bound and included in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we realize at the end of the day that without this, in lano klum, we have nothing. We have nothing. And so our deepest desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops our whole life and all the stages and all the challenges, but it's a constant process of progression from stage to stage, from Malchus to Chachma to Keser, which is the Malchus of the next world. Malchus to Chachma to Keser. Again, Malchus and so on and so forth. On and on and on it goes. And so over here, let's finish up. Rabbi Nachman says, V'chein right? When a person merits through this level of faith to then access a higher level of seichel and a higher level of ratzon and a higher level of emunah, again, he goes on. right? So he gets into the next world, into the next level. Until a person gets to the very pinnacle of emunah, to the pinnacle of faith. Says Rabbi Nachman, he brings it from the Sefer Bechinas Olam, earlier tzaddikim, that the pinnacle of knowledge is not to know. And Rabbi Nachman over there, and we learned this already in the previous pieces in Sichas Aran in this series, a person gets to a level where he realizes ain li klum, and there is nothing, and I have nothing, and I know nothing, and there is nothing but faith. But closing my eyes to this physical world, saying Shema Yisrael, closing my eyes to what they can physically see in the world, Shema Rosh Hatevis, Haver Einai Mira'ois, Shav, prevent my eyes from seeing shove, from seeing vanity. And so we have to close our physical eyes sometimes to open our spiritual eyes to connect to that which is really there, so that we don't give into the distraction, into the facade, and to the disguise, and to the smokescreen and illusion of there being a physical world. And a person gets to a level where tachlis hayedia, the pinnacle of understanding, asher loy neida, I don't know anything at all. Anything at all. And a person lives in a way of tamimus and pshitas. And a person doesn't plan. And a person, okay, it's very, very high levels. Tzaddikim live this way. And a person doesn't have cheshbonus of what I'm doing, pranasa. It's mamish just, Ribbono Shalom, I'm batal to you. Batal. And I'm just opening my eyes and ears to the signs that you're sending me. And I'm following them because I know that there's nothing else in the world that's real but you. Tachlis hayedia, asher loy neida. Torah, tefillah, not to waste 1 minute, to be able to grab every split second of life in whatever way that we can, to somehow channel it and use it to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to remain ever conscious of God, not to split for 1 second. There's no inyan of chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem. There's no lachem. All there is lachem. Person can get to such a level. Rabbi Nachman said about one of the tzaddikim who he was very fond of, whose name is slipping my mind now, that when the tzaddik was nifter, Rabbi Nachman snapped his fingers, and he said in Yiddish, Ibergespringen, which means, he hopped over. This tzaddik hopped over the world. He just skipped it all. He skipped all of the despair, and all the dismay, and all of the brokenness, and all the lack of satisfaction. He just skipped it. And it's not because he was a big philosopher when he was 9, 10 years old and he said, you know what, I've come to the conclusion, straightens his tie, you know, come to the conclusion, I'm going to devote my life to Avodas Hashem. No, that's not why. It's because he had emunah. And because he trusted in those that came before him. And he said, if there are walls here and they've been here for generations, probably not a good idea to move them. They're probably there for a reason, right? And he went with them and he trusted in it. And Rabbi Nachman said about such a person, Ibergespringen. Can you imagine if they could say that about you and me at the end? Just like with a snap of a finger, Ibergespringen, jumped over this world, just didn't fall. He didn't fall for the trap. Didn't fall for it. Haver einai mira'ois shav. This is the level of tachlis hayedia, asher loy neida. That's the highest level. V'sham ikra emuna nimsa, we find, and with this we'll end. She'emuna hi lamata me'aseicha v'lamala me'aseicha. Emuna exists on two levels. There's an emuna that's below seichel, because the emuna of a lower realm. But then, that enables you to access an emuna that's of the next level, that's associated with the keser of the next, of the keser of this level, which is the malchus of the next level. And that's why it produces such incredible ratzon, such incredible yearning, such incredible ava and passion and desire to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's an emuna above, and there's an emuna below. The only way to really attain the understanding of a specific phase and to really get it and to really inculcate it into our being is first you have to go through emunah. You first have to go through nisayon. You first have to go through a challenge, and whatever aspect of this challenge that we go through, a challenge in emunah, the kashal the kushyas, and he has doubts and he has problems. This is a part of the process. And even so, he says, I don't care. I don't care that my mind doesn't understand. I don't care that it doesn't make sense. I'm going with it. You get to a higher level, which is the incredible light of desire, of holy desire, which is shining from the faith of the next level. Because that's all there is. All there is faith. All there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. ein oid malvade kibshutai. Okay, and it goes on. This is enough for tonight. So that's the panemius understanding, and I know that we went through it quickly, and it's a very deep idea. But now we can go back to the piece in Sicha Sarana, but this will finish. Rabbi Nachman said in the beginning over here, let's just read this line one more time. When a person walks, again, to walk, to live this way, that this should be the essence, the foundation. Enough with the sophistication. We know nothing. We're here to say Tehillim. We're here to be Mavir Sidra. We're here to learn a black Gemara. We're here to believe in Sadiqim, we're here to grab any tiny bit of Kedusha that we can without Chachmas. Now we can understand that. Because again, it's talking about the Chachma of your level. You start with Tamu'u, with tasting, Uru'u, the Indian of Chachma. You get to the level of Chachma to understand it. But then you rise up to the emuna of the next level, which is synonymous with the keser of the current level, and keser is ratzon. And that's why emuna could bring a person to such a level of ratzon, to such a level of yearning that Ibn Achman describes over here, she gets aku, that he screams, Gevald! Ksharaisi, Ribbono Shel Olam, bind me to you. Ani nikra lechatichas. I'm being torn into shreds without you. I can't live this way. Ani roitza lehikol b'cha. Chevra, we should be zeicha to have this ratzon, to walk with this ratzon, and to go with emuna, to go with tefila, to go with bittel, to go with the level of shibron leiv, to go with the humility of knowing that there are things that are beyond me, and that's fine. And I was created here, amzi yitzarta li tihilasi yisaperu, to communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it so that my whole life is a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like David HaMelech said, Va'ani Tzfila, Sheniske to all of this and more. Be'ezer Hashem, thank you so much for joining. And Yoni, phenomenal to see you, as always. Mamash, phenomenal. Chaim Ori, so wonderful to see you. All the Chever, Miriam, thank you so much. Miki, Ita, all of you Chever who are joining. Mamash, Shimon, Ashreinu. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week, and we'll see you Thursday night. B'siyata Rishmaya. Thank you, Chever. All the best. Chazak.